Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. We truly thank and praise God for His goodness, mercy, and His kindness. It has been a while since we've been with you, but we're thanking God for this opportunity. Now, today I want to share with you a message that we recently shared entitled, The God That Is More Than Enough. But before we begin that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before those in radio land, those that are listening. And Father God, we just ask that you anoint this word, anoint every hearer, Father God. Father, you bless on today and have your way in this time of sharing and ministry in your word. We're thanking you and we're praising you for giving us the opportunity just to be here. And Lord, we love you now. We thank you for what all you're going to do. Giving you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, beloved, I want you to listen as we share this message that we recently shared at a sister-to-sister fellowship service. And we pray that you will be blessed as you listen to the Word of God, the God that is more than enough. God bless you.
And I'm so honored to be. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, y'all. Come on, somebody. And I think we need to rejoice and be glad in Him. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I'm always glad to be in God's house. I don't know about y'all, but I'm always glad to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Where the presence of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. You'll find Him. Amen. When we can get in His presence, we thank God, honor the man and woman of God of this house. Amen. Apostle Willie Hammond, his absence. Amen. And to my friend, my daughter in the gospel. Amen. Elect Lady Willingham. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. We praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God. Amen. For all of you, for Elder Richardson being with us. Amen. That's one of my daughters too. Amen. 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 And for my this is my real daughter right here. Amen. My son's wife, but I call her my daughter. Amen. Nicole. Amen. We thank God for Sister Nicole and you, baby. I don't think I've ever met you, but God love you. Amen. And for Sister back there, everybody, we just love the Lord. We came to, amen, enjoy the Lord. Is that all right? Amen. We came to enjoy the Lord. Now, we just came out of a conference, and God really moved, and amen. And I just thank God. Y'all don't want to, I just thank God. Amen. God is good. Amen. And we just love the Lord. Amen. Now, the Lord placed this word on my heart. I was praying and asking God. I didn't even know I was going to share. I was coming to just be with my baby. And she emailed me and she said, you're going to speak? I'm like, oh. Amen. My heart was just to be here. Amen. Just to be in the midst and fellowship. And so, but we're glad to be here. And I just want to encourage you. How many of you know that God is the God that's more than enough? He's our God, isn't that right? And you know what? He promised in this hour, the Lord had me to share on last weekend a word that, you know, some things are in the land. But you know what? It doesn't matter what's going on in this area or in the land, in the nation. God has promised Elder Richardson to take care of us. Come on now. If we get in the vein of the Holy Ghost, amen, He's promised to take care of us. He's promised to meet our need. Amen. Because He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. So it all belongs to God. Amen. And when we get in the vein of the Holy Ghost and we strategically do what He tells us to do, He has to honor His word. Amen. And we're seeing God move people from one area to another. Amen. Under the direction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you're on divine orders, You know what it's like to be on orders? When you're in the military, they give you a set of papers, and those papers tell you where you got to go and when you have to report. They tell you if you can take your family or if you can't take your family. Amen. If it's concurrent travel, that means your family can go with you. And I forget the other word. What is it? You got to go by yourself. And then if it's deferred travel, your family can go, but they got to come later. But how many of you know whatever those orders say, you got to do it? Well, I come to tell you today, you're on the divine assignment. Amen. You're on divine orders by God. And where you are, you're right where God wants you to be. Come on now. Hallelujah. And he's the God that's more than enough, so he's going to take care of us. Come on here. Hallelujah. It's something about getting an assignment from God. That means that no devil in hell, oh my, can run you out. Come on now. Amen. When God gives you a job to do, he's going to give you everything you need to do the job. Come on now, that you need to do. Glory be to God. Amen. Elder, you're on divine assignment. Amen. God gives us our orders, and he tells us what to do, when to do, how to do it. Amen. And when we follow the divine plan of God, amen, your ways will, you will succeed when you follow the plan. Amen. So we're going to go into a very familiar scripture. I said all that to take you to Psalms chapter 23. Very familiar scripture. Amen. The God that's more than enough. Glory to God. Very familiar. We all know this. I think we could quote it by heart. Amen. But we're just going to see how God, amen, from David, from this shepherd, amen, how we can pull, amen, strength and encouragement. I like what Elder said, that the Lord just wanted to encourage, because that's really what he wants to do with us today. He just wants to encourage us, to let us know he's with us. And if he's with us and for us, he's more than the world against us. Amen. And when we, amen, do what he says, you'll see his glory. And we're seeing that. Amen. So Psalms 23, and we're going to start with verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father, we thank you for this word today. We ask, Father, as we go further now, that you anoint your word, anoint every listener, every hearer. Father God, you bless and you move in this place. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you've already done. Father God, and we just bless you now. Father God, move flesh out the way. You have your way in this place. You be manifested and be glorified and edified and lifted up. You get the glory and honor and praise. We thank you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, when we think of a shepherd, we think of somebody that has a tendency to nourish. A shepherd is someone that has a lot of patience. A true shepherd has a lot of endurance, has a lot of stamina. Amen. Some of us evangelists, you know, we want to just throw folk away sometimes. When come on. Amen. And sometimes prophets, you know, they'll hit you and they just throw you away because they feel like, you ain't getting it, so I got to move to somebody else. But that's okay in its place. But sometimes when you're shepherding, you got to slow down and you got to be willing to nourish. You got to be willing to labor. You have to be willing to have some patience. Amen. To kind of see that little sheep that's kind of going astray, knows out of joint. Come on now. Amen. You got to fix it, put it back in joint. Sometimes you don't want to. You don't want to take patience with. Come on now. Amen. But God will say, you got to labor. Amen. Women know how to labor. Glory to God. You got to go through in order to bring forth. I'm not going there, but anyway. Amen. So a shepherd is somebody that nourishes, that tends. Glory to God. A shepherd is someone that looks out for the sheep that is in his or her care. So now a natural shepherd, what they do in the morning, they will take the flock and take it out to pasture so that they can, amen, feed and do what needs to be done. But that shepherd is right there to see, make sure that the sheep is taken care of, because there's always wolves around. I mean, you know, the wolves come to devour the lambs and stuff. Amen. But a shepherd will go before the flock, and a shepherd knows the sheep. When I was studying this and reading over this, it just amazes me in the natural how the shepherd knows every one of those sheep. You have 1,000 of them, and know every one of them. Now, in my mind, how in the world could you keep up with all of them? But because they take time with them. Come on. They take time with them sheep, and they know when the little lambs are born. They know when this mother have 10 of them and 5 of them, 2 of them. So they can gather them all up, know every last one of them sheep by name. I say, how in the world can they do that? Because a true shepherd takes those sheep into, oh, I feel God right now, will take those sheep into his or her heart because they have the oversight. David was a shepherd. Amen. He learned and learned what God was all about out there with those sheep. See, God had a greater plan, but he had to start with square one before he could get to square 10. Before he could lead, he had to know how to, amen, get them sheep together. You know, them little ones would go out way somewhere, go to the most barren land and just want to stay there. He had to go get them and bring them all back. But at night, every last one of them, amen, would be right back in that fold. And he wouldn't rest until they were all taken care of. That's a true shepherd. Come on, somebody. Amen. The God that's more than enough. Okay, so the shepherd would go before the flock, calling them, and they would get to the pasture where they would find water. They could sleep, they could rest. But they also had some assistance, and sometimes we as leaders, we need people to help us. But how many of you know you can't take everybody with you? Come on now, everybody don't want to go, and because everybody don't want to do it the right way. But how many of you know when you know this one can only take a little bit, you can't have someone slapping, you can't take the slap. So you got to have people with you that understand you, understand me, understand our heart, and that can follow you, the anointing in you, to help you with these sheep. Amen. We're going somewhere today. Amen. Because we all need help. Isn't that right? Every last one of us need help. So sometimes the natural shepherd has some dogs, sheep dogs. They call them sheep dogs. My dog, our dog, is. I just found out they're like sheep dogs. They're very protective. We have these Great Pyrenees. And is it all right if I just take my time for a minute? These dogs are very protective dogs. And my dog particularly is very protective of my husband. You know, he'll get right next to him and he'll look at you like, don't come over here. Well, I think he got that instinct when my husband got sick. Dogs are very perceptive. But, I mean, you know, God uses animals. You know, if you need direction, God will use a dog, a cat. He'll use anything to get a message to us. And when my husband was real, real low, that dog just wasn't, he just was something about it. One night he woke up, and I woke up, and he was sitting at the foot of my bed, just sitting straight up. I'm like, you want to go outside? You know, I didn't realize that he knew something was wrong. And God will put people, I said that to say, God will put people sometime in our pathway. We can't see everything, but he'll put people around us that can see because we're in the midst of it. I was in the midst of the storm, so I couldn't see outside. But my dog sensed something's wrong, something ain't right. And he was just so troubled. And then I would go to the hospital and find out my husband was in a crisis. And I said, well, that's why the dog was acting up. See, everything that pertains to us pertains to God. And God will use everything around us. That's why, again, you can't have just anybody around you. Even animals, you got to be careful. You got the right animal. If you got an animal in your house, make sure it's the right one. Come on now. Amen. I don't know why we're saying this today, but I believe it's for somebody. Isn't that right? Okay, so even the dogs, they had assistance. And this was because if a sheep went astray, sometime the herder, the shepherd would say, go get Mary Lou. And the shepherd couldn't get in the corner where Mary Lou was, but the dog could. Oh, I love it. So he'd go find Mary Lou and went and got hemmed in somewhere. Amen. And get Mary Lou loose and bring Mary Lou back. And then his job was done. He'd go and sit. Isn't it something how sometimes we as assistants, we don't want to assist? We want to do the shepherd's job. But our job, my job as assistant pastor is to assist. It's not to be the pastor. Amen. It's to assist the shepherd. Amen. Because he has really the authority that I don't have. But my authority that I do have, I should use that. Amen. To help the ministry. to move the vision forward. Amen. So the little dog would go catch the sheep, bring it on back, wouldn't stop till he found it. Another thing that the shepherd would do, he would make sure that the sheep had plenty of water, plenty to drink during the day, because they couldn't go in until nighttime. You know, the job of a shepherd is to feed and to nourish and to shepherd and to water. That's what we're getting today. We're getting water because we need rain on our spiritual soul, because we're going to need this word. We need to know God is a God that's more than enough. Amen. Okay, and then in the evening, he would bring the fold back, and he would always check to make sure that none of them was missing. And and how they did that, they had a big long rod, and it had a curve on it, and he would pass every last one of them sheep under that rod. The rod represents authority, and when we come under authority, that's safety. We have to stay under the ark of safety. We have to stay in God, amen, under our leadership, come on, so that no matter what goes on out there, the elements, if we're inside when we should be, come on, when we're doing what God wants us to do, the way he wants us to do it, amen, we're protected. So he would not rest until every last one of them, amen, went through the door into the whatever area they were to stay in. And then finally, his job still was not done, because at night he acted as gatekeeper. And that's what our shepherds do for us. Amen. They tend to us at night. A lot of times I'm asleep, you know, it passes up. Sometimes I'm up, he's asleep. Because why? The sheep lay on our heart. Amen. So I'm pretty sure, elect ladies, some of the ladies and stuff, you know, God will drop them in your spirit and you look like you just can't rest. You know, you may not know what's going on. Come on now. Amen. But you pray it through. We learn to pray through until the release comes. Different ones have been on my heart all through the year, and sometimes I can't get to them. But you know what I learned to do? I pray for them. You don't have to know everything that's going on. Amen. The Holy Ghost will give you enough to know. Get in my face. Seek me. Like the song says, show me your face. We need to see the face of God. Come on now. Amen. So a true shepherd knows his sheep. A true shepherd knows the character and the makeup of each sheep individually. Now, Isaiah 40:11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. God is described as one who picks up an individual lamb in order to protect it and carry it close to his heart. And what I love about God, especially in these days and times, is that he carries us close to his heart. He said we don't have to worry what we're going to eat, what we're going to put on, what job we're going to have, because he feeds us, he takes care of us. If we seek his kingdom first, seek him first, his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these other things will be added. I told the ladies last week, I don't care about the gas prices. I honestly don't. I don't lay down at night wondering, you know, am I going to have enough money to put gas in my car, because I'm obeying God. We're doing what God told us to do. We're where he wants us to be. So guess what? He has to take care of us. Come on now. He's a God that's more than enough. This is the key to living victorious in God, when you know that you're doing what God told you to do and you're right where he wants you to be. I don't care what's going on. Don't look at the natural. Don't look at, you know, all the different stuff that's going on. Keep your eyes on God, because fear will set in. And I'm pretty sure right now, Sister Willingham, there are women, men that are full of fear, because they already feel like I can't make it to work. If gas go up anymore, I don't know what I'll do. But you know what? If we're doing, again, I'm going to keep saying this, make sure that you're doing what God wants you to do. Make sure you're in the ark of safety. Make sure you're obeying God. Make sure there's no sin in your life. Whatever areas that God is trying to deal with us with, we got to let God deal with it. Come on now, we got to let him deal, because if we don't, when it come time for God to come to our rescue and sin is in the camp, he can't do nothing for us. Come on, He can. God cannot move when we have not let him clean us up. Cannot do it. He wants to, but he can't go against his word. Because you know what? If he did, he'd have to apologize to Sodom, to Gomorrah, to all these places that he pronounced judgment on if he lets us get away. But he's not going to let us get away. Come on now. He's not. So the Lord is my shepherd. You can tell yourself, he's my shepherd. Amen. I shall not want. Glory to God. Okay. We know that God is all powerful. Amen. He's all powerful. And the nations are as dust before him. He still cares for each of us in his own personal way. I love God because he knows who I am. And he knows who you are. And you know what? It's something somebody said the other day. How is it that God can hear your prayer? Your prayer, your prayer, your prayer, sister's prayer, my prayer, all at the same time, and we're all praying in different prayers. But he tends to you, he's touching you. He's our shepherd. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. Amen. All at the same time. You think about us as women. Sometimes we go before him grumbling and complaining. Somebody over here is worshiping. He's hearing that worship, but he's hearing your complaint too, huh? And he's telling you what to do right at the same time he's telling you. God is a good God. Amen. And when it's all said and done, all we can do is say, God, I thank you. Because he cares and he sees and he knows. One thing you must remember, beloved, always be honest with God. Always tell him how you feel. If you're mad, tell him. If you're glad, tell him. Because you know what? He can help you when you're honest. He can help us when we just say, you know, I don't like this. I don't like the way this feels. Amen. We spoke on this week how, you know, during the little stuff we had to go through, and I just said, you know what? I ain't praying for him no more. I'm just not doing it. I ain't got to. Huh? But God said, yes, you do. You can't be like everybody else. You can't turn the spigot on and off. Come on now. We can't turn God on and off. Tell God what we ain't going to do. Amen. Come on now. Because we don't feel like we don't like what we're going through. You still can't tell God you ain't going to do it. Because you know what he's going to make you? Going to make you stay right there. Oh, yeah. You ain't going to move till you get through it. Ain't that good? Because he's a God that's more than enough. He's working things out of us while he's working things in at the same time. And when we come out on the other side, we're much better for it. Amen. So God is all powerful. We must never think that God is so majestic that he ignores the needs and problems that we have. Because he does not ignore us. Amen. He listens to everything that's on our heart. God compares himself to a shepherd in order to illustrate his great love for us. Now, Jesus adopted the same metaphor because of the way he expresses his relationship with us. And we see that in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. If you read that, we don't have time to read it, but if you go read it, it talks about him being a good shepherd. Amen. He's a gentle shepherd. Amen. Now, listen, God through Christ and by the Holy Spirit is concerned about each of his children, so much so that he desires to love, care for, protect, guide, and be near us, just as a good shepherd does for his sheep. Again, Jesus did the same thing and illustrated that in John chapter 10, verses 11 and verse 14. We are the Lord's sheep. We are his sheep. We belong to him. And that's why we have to be so careful how we treat one another. Because when we touch one of God's children the wrong way, we're touching God. And sometimes I think, Sister William, we don't realize that. Sometimes we get so in the flesh that we just slap folks around and we just do them any kind of way. Come on now. Man, just like, you know, when I had an attitude, God said, you can't do that. What's wrong with you? You touching me. And then you're going to stop God from moving in your life. He'll just stall. You won't be able to hear him. You'll pray and your prayers won't go nowhere. You get the word, it's like ice cold. Why? Because you offended God. I've offended him. Come on. And when you offend God, everything stops. Oh, my. Amen. Our prayer life ain't right. And, you know, I can't do without prayer. I don't know. I can't. I got to know. I got to hear God. Come on. Even if he don't speak, I got to know he's right there. Amen. But if I offend him, if I grieve him, then I got to get that right. Isn't that right? Amen. Okay. We belong to him. Uh-huh. Though we all are like sheep. Okay, the scripture says that we like sheep have gone astray. The Lord has redeemed us with his shed blood. And we know that in 1 Peter 1:18-19, it took the blood of Jesus to buy us back. It took his blood. It took him dying on the cross. It took him shedding his blood. It took him being in agony and pain to redeem us back because of sin. And sin always separates us from God. Always. I don't care what it is. It could be unforgiveness. It could be bitterness. It could be resentment. It could be something like, you know, just not obeying. That's still sin. And the Bible says, doesn't it say to obey is better than sacrifice? You know, it's always better to obey God. It's always better. If God gives you something to say, sis, it's always better to say it, amen, than not to say it and disobey God. And then you got to reap that. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with that. You know, I'm going to say it like this. I told somebody, you know, I'd rather someone be upset with me because I did what God said than not do it and then have your blood on my hands or you go to hell because I didn't do what God said. I'd much rather take the other. Amen, because in the long run, your soul will be saved. Amen, I'd rather you tell me the truth. You know, I tell people all the time, just tell me the truth because I'll love you more. I'll respect you more because you were honest. And this is what, in the body of Christ, Sister Willingham, we've got to be honest with one another. Don't hide your feelings. Don't hide your feelings. Just be honest. Say how you feel. You know, do it in the right way. Amen. But even if you don't do it in the right way, do it, and then that way it's out, and then we can deal with it. Because if you don't, believe me, the enemy will use that. He'll play like a boomerang. He'll go from one to another because you ain't being honest and the other person ain't being honest. Neither one of y'all doing right, and the devil's wreaking havoc. And guess what? Souls.
Beloved, I must stop right there. We're thanking God for this word today, the God that is more than enough. Now, I know I cut right in. Amen. And we're going to pick this message back up on our next broadcast. So I want you to continue to listen. Know that God is the God that's more than enough. He's more than enough to meet every need that you may have. Whatever's laying on your heart right now, beloved, God cares and he sees and he knows. Father, we're thanking you for this word, God. And I want you to continue to stir us up, Father, letting us know, God, that you are the God that's more than enough, that you are our great provider. Father God, you're all in all to us, and we thank you for that. Minister to those that have listened to this word today. Keep us encouraged. Keep us stirred. Keep us, Father God, up on the wall. Keep us pressing toward the mark. Keep us with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness' sake, Father God. And Lord God, we just ask that you minister now to those every need that we would have, Father God. And we're thanking you and praising you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We do pray that this message has been a blessing, and we want you to continue to tune in, amen, to the broadcast, amen. And you can also visit us on our website at www.wopministries.org. Drop us an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you, amen. Know that God loves you, beloved, that he cares, amen, again, and he sees and he knows all things. We love you. We appreciate God, amen, for allowing us, amen, to come before you. Now, again, on our next broadcast, we will continue this timely message entitled The God That Is More Than Enough, taken from Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. I believe that you will see this scripture in a new light from, amen, gleaning from this message. Well, my time is just about gone for today. Until our next broadcast, amen, keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Know that God loves you, beloved, and we love you. Until next time, God bless.